Hi guys, welcome to Show and Spin. This is the second episode of the podcast, and this week we are speaking about the event that Maporisa hosted this weekend. Now, a lot of you may think it's a club event or music event, but it was something completely different to what the DJ usually does. DJ Maporisa has been involved in spinning for the past couple of years, and he's been learning from a lot of people in the industry how to spin his car. So on Sunday, the 26th of March, Maporisa hosted his inaugural spin fest called Poriland Spin Fest. Now, when we arrived there, it was quite early in the day. It was about 1 p.m. and the venue seemed very empty. There wasn't a lot of people around, and this initial event happened at Mayhem Raceway. For those of you who don't know where that is, Mayhem Raceway is based in Pretoria West. It's a oval racing track, very safe venue. It can host over 5,000 people. There are covered stands, open stands, and it's a fenced arena, so nobody can get onto the pitch, and that's what makes it really safe. The oval track also has a wall around it. The wall is about a meter in height, and if cars do crash, they do go straight into the wall, or alternatively, they go off the track into the center of the pitch where there's a bit of a grass patch. When it comes to safety, Maporisa chose the perfect event to keep all his fans and spinners safe. So when we arrived at the event, this was about 1 p.m., the venue seemed quite empty still. I was quite shocked. I expected to see more people there because obviously Maporisa is a big name and he has a lot of followers. And we went in, set up our equipment, and as the day went on, the stand started getting more full and more full. And at a stage, I went out of the gate to go and see what the line looks like, and I was shocked at the amount of people outside. Now, I spoke to quite a few people, some ladies, some guys, and, you know, a lot of the ladies were there to come and listen to the music and listen to what Maporisa and his friends had to play. Obviously, he's a big musician, and he invited a lot of his musician friends to come and play as well. We had the likes of Kabza, Dem Tuda, Big Zulu, who is also a big car fan, by the way. Big Zulu is part of a car crew called the Four Pipe Crew, and they came out in full force. Those guys, the Four Pipe Crew, most of them are from KZN, so they traveled up to Joburg to come and spend the Sunday with Pori. And it was quite a lovely event, guys. Very well organized, and the security was on point. Now, I've been to many spin events before because obviously this is something that I've been covering for the past 10 years, and I've seen the worst of the worst when it comes to security, and I've also managed to see the best of the best, where Maporisa definitely comes in as one of the best. He had one of the greatest security teams there that I've ever seen at a spinning event. They didn't take any issues at the gate. These guys were kitted out. I mean, they had suits on and shirts and waistcoats. This is not the type of thing that we're used to seeing at spinning events. But in today's podcast, we're going to chat to Stacy, who was at the event as well. You know, Stacy Lee May has been spinning for years now. Stacy and her family are always at events together. She featured on the monster documentary Rhythm and Smoke alongside DJ Maporisa and Jason Webb, and they just spoke about this motorsport that we love so much. Obviously, Monster supports a lot of drifters and stuff like that, and they decided to include Maporisa because from a point of Maporisa spinning his decks, his music decks obviously, and now he's converted to spinning cars, and him and Stacy have built up a good relationship over the past couple of years. Stacy is like a little sister to Pori, but guys, I'm gonna get Stacy on the line and let's hear what she has to say about the event on Sunday, because we enjoyed it. Let's hear how much she enjoyed it. Guys, I have Stacy online. Stacy was at the event on Sunday. That was Maporisa's Poriland Spin Fest that took place. It was the first time that he obviously hosted an event, and Stacy and Maporisa have obviously developed a relationship because they worked on that monster documentary together. Stacy, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, yourself?
I'm doing good. It was awesome to see you and your family on Sunday. I see you had your mom, and Adam was there as well. Who was your stuntman on Sunday?
Yeah, the whole family. My stuntman was Adam, of course, the one and only.
I've got a lovely video of the two of you doing the suicide slide off the side of the car. I'm definitely going to share that one with you guys. Tell us about your experience at the event. How did you like it? Obviously, it was Maporisa's first spin fest that he hosted.
Yeah. It was a really nice event. I mean, it was different from all other events we've been to at Mayhem. It was definitely packed, and it was an event to remember. It was amazing. The rain put us off a little bit, but you know us, we carry on no matter what.
Yeah, definitely. When we saw the rain coming, we just moved our cameras to the other side where it was covered, because you guys still continued entertaining us.
Yeah.
That's the security really was good at the event, eh? I've never seen security like that at a spinning event before.
Well, there was a lot of celebrities there, so there had to be like top-notch security, because you know some people get a little bit crazy.
Obviously,
super fans.
Obviously, you one of those celebs, eh?
I wish I was.
Yeah, no, to us, you are a celeb, definitely.
Thank you so much.
You've taken spinning to international shores with your appearance on the Netflix series that we won't name, but you definitely took spinning internationally there. And tell us about your relationship with Maporisa. I also have a video where you were his stunt person.
See, I was his stunt person and mechanic.
And the mechanic as well. So I don't know if he's teaching you a thing or two with all of their tools.
My dad is teaching me a thing or two to use Arendelle's tools.
Yeah, no, your dad's always been so supportive. Definitely, I see he's helping Chip and the guys out as well, always willing to give us tips.
No, my dad's always willing to lend a helping hand to anybody that knows him knows that he likes to help out and he likes to get his hands dirty, so yeah.
That's
He's always around.
Definitely. It's always awesome to have such a supportive system. You know, most of the spinners out here, Kayla included, also has a very supportive father. So that helps a lot. You see Katra as well. His father goes everywhere with him. And
we're really blessed to have our parents stand behind us and support us in what we want to do. You know, myself and Kayla, we have our parents to push us forward, because, you know, being a female in the sport is very difficult. So with the support of our parents, it makes it much easier.
And then when I was chatting to your father at the event, he told me obviously you had a bit of a misfortune with one of your cars and you crashed it, but you guys built a new car. Tell us more about the new car. What motor does it have in?
So the car we built, we actually just finished built it last year, and then we were test driving it, and then, you know, stuff happened and we ended up smashing it. And now we're rebuilding, so we put the Lexus V8 in, and yeah, it's going to be Adam's car, but it's going to be, what do you say, a pocket rocket?
Yes, a pocket rocket indeed. And then, what's your favorite motor to spin with?
Well, I've been spinning with the M20, the 2.7, since I started. This is still the engine that I've been using from day one. I'm still using it today, so it will always be my favorite. You know, a lot of people, when the spinning started, they started spinning with the standard motor. And it just, you know, it's close to my heart, and I'll always use it.
And then that suicide slide, we know that's one of your signature moves. But now you guys, with your stuntman, Adam, who is your brother, you guys are doing the double suicide slide, and then you're still doing it in the anti-clockwise direction, eh? It's really, really quite a dangerous stunt that the two of you are doing there. How does it feel when you're hanging off that car?
Well, it feels amazing. You know, the suicide is my stress reliever. But the one day I was doing the suicide, and when I looked to my left, Adam was next to me, and I was like, oh no, what's this child doing? And then we just continued doing like double stunts together, and I feel like that just puts our spinning over the top.
And then in the next couple of years, are you still planning to go towards the drifting side of things? Because obviously you were drifting with the Super Drift team. Is that still the direction you headed in?
Yeah, we're still with the Super Drift. We're still moving forward. We're still doing it. We just had a little bit of a backlog with our drift car, but we're almost done rebuilding it. And yeah, we're moving forward.
It's really
drifting
awesome.
Is the next step.
And then you and Maporisa obviously were in that monster documentary together. Tell us about the type of relationship that you guys have together, because I personally don't know him at all. He doesn't know me either, but you two clearly spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, I met Maporisa about 4 years ago, just before COVID. And yeah, we were shooting an advert for Monster. It was the Winner Mustang campaign. This was the first time I met him. And since then, we just kicked it off. You know, he's become a really close family friend. He always says that we're family and we're really close. He's always at my house. We're always doing events together. So we have a really good relationship.
And in future, would you still be keen on attending his events again? Did you have a good time?
I'll always attend his events, no matter what. Even if it's on the other side of the world, I'll make a plan to be there, because that's what we do. We support one another.
And then, obviously, we got a lot of people on the show that follow you. And that would like to follow you. Where can guys follow you? What's your primary social media platform that you like using?
So on Instagram, I'm Team Stacy, and on Facebook, I'm Team Stacy May.
And
I use Instagram the most.
Is that where you guys post your event updates so that people will know where you're going to be on the weekend?
Yes, on my Instagram and on my Facebook.
Oh, thank you so much, Stacy. We really appreciate
thank
your
you,
time.
Sean.
Okay, there we have it, guys. So you guys heard what Stacy Lee May had to say. Stacy definitely building a good relationship with Maporisa, and this is obviously not going to be the last time that we see her at one of his events. She'll definitely be there in the future again. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Stacy. And for all you guys who would like to follow Stacy, you heard where you can follow her. She's got a Team Stacy page on Instagram and on other social media platforms. She's also got a Stacy Lee May YouTube channel. So please, guys, give her some love. So next up on the show, we have Mr. Robert Sekowe. Now, Robert is Maporisa's older brother, but he is also Maporisa's event coordinator for this particular Porifan Spinfest event. And we're just going to have a quick chat with Robert to find out how the event went and if we can expect any more events like these in the future. Okay, guys, so on the line we have Mr. Robert Sekowe. So Robert is Maporisa's older brother, and he is also Maporisa's manager and event coordinator for this particular Poriland Spinfest, which took place. Hi, how are you, Robert?
I'm good, and you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for joining us on the show today. We had an amazing time at the event on Sunday. We heard that almost 4,000 people went through the gate. How was it for you guys to handle that amount of people?
It was brilliant. It was great to get the support, and because they are, you know, Pori is loved everywhere, and this was like one of the first events that we did that we combined what he loves, which is cars, and the music part. So it was great that to have that kind of support, and yeah, we really appreciate the support from the people.
We see that security was very tight at the event. We don't usually see such good security. And what I love the most is the fact that those guys had suits, ties, waistcoats. Hey, they looked so dope, man. Why did you have such a tight security team there?
Well, basically when you introduced me, events coordination is basically my thing. I've been doing it. Rather, me and Pori, we've been doing this. I think I was 16 and he was a bit younger. So I think he was about 11 or so. So we were doing events from, I think, day one, you know, your Miss, high schools and, you know, all these at home. So we've been doing events for the longest of time. Basically, the security part is one of the things that when you organize an event, is one of the things that you need to look at, whereby there's police, there's, you know, visibility of security, so that people can feel safe and they can be safe in such events. And it's one of the requirements when you're applying to the city. To say if it's, cause our events normally are medium risk events. So basically you'd have a low risk, which is, event where there's not so much threat. And then you have a medium risk whereby you have like 5,000, 10,000 people. So the risk, medium risk is when, you have a threat of, you know, muggings and stuff like that. So, to avoid that, you need proper security, proper.
Obviously, that security also ties in with the fact that you had a lot of stars at your show on the day. We saw the likes of Big Zulu. We saw Kabza, who always works closely to Maporisa. And you guys obviously had to keep them safe. And we can commend you guys for doing that very well. Then the spinners that showed up. We see that you guys had a star-studded lineup of spinners. We spoke to Stacy earlier, who's one of Maporisa's closest friends in the spinning industry. Obviously, they did the whole monster thing together. So, from here, where are you guys headed with spinning? Is this the last time we'll see a Poriland Spin Fest, or will we perhaps see other events at another venue in the future?
Actually, funny enough, you're asking, we are already planning the next one in November. So we are planning, we already planned this last year already to have two spin fests in a year, every year. So definitely it's coming back. So we are having one around Pori's birthday month. Another one is coming, so it's not the last one. So we will be having the next one in November.
And when we got there to the event, I think we arrived at about 1 o'clock. It seemed very empty, and we were concerned that the venue wasn't gonna fill up. But by the time night hit, that place was packed.
My highlight was it was a successful event. People came through. And people went home without anyone, you know, being injured or hurt or, you know, being, any hurt or having any serious incident. That is my highlight. And people came through. You know, we had all different kinds of people. And you do say at some point it was empty, but we knew already the tickets were gone. You know, us, our people are always late. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was definitely fun. The sound quality was amazing. So when the cars weren't spinning, we had the DJs keeping us busy.
Yeah.
Maporisa entertained us with a few rounds, and he came with quite a few cars, him and Westside Garage.
Definitely.
Have you been in the car with him before?
Yes. Actually, it was funny. I was at 10 Flags, and it was, I think, my first time in a spin car. So I said, oh, bro, look, man, I need to test this. Let me come in. And it was adrenaline. It was amazing. And ever since I've always wanted, always wanted myself to be in the car. I was in the car when he was spinning at SpinFest. So yeah, it was amazing. I don't know if you did capture that.
Yeah, I definitely. I think every single round that Pori had there, I've got it.
Yeah.
I really had a good time. And also the fact that the tires, we didn't have any complaints about tires taking too long to change. And anything.
Yeah.
Like you said, obviously we had one of those M4s, you know, the four pipe crew was there, Big Zulu and his crew.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that blue M3, it burnt out. But like you said, that's something that we always face in spinning. If there's a slight fuel leak, any little spark can ignite the car. But what I did like is the fact that you guys, I at least counted 30 fire extinguishers on the pitch. Plus there was a trailer with water in as well, if I'm not mistaken.
So you guys
could definitely deal with any sort of fire, whether it was big or small.
No, definitely. There was firefighters there. And if anything, if the fire extinguishers didn't work, we had, that truck that was standing by to put out the fire. That's why we say we always want a safe event. So everything had to be in place. The tire people, those people, I mean, those guys worked there, I don't know, boot off, you know?
Yeah, definitely. They worked hard and fast.
They worked hard, and we really have to appreciate them. Everything was in place. The spinners didn't complain much about the tires because it was quick, you know. We really need to appreciate them.
For the upcoming event in November, we're definitely looking forward to that one. I hope that you guys go very hard on the marketing. We want to see marketing from Easter, when Easter is over, until November. People must know that that event is happening. Tickets must be sold out 1 month before the time.
Before the event, Yeah. No. We'll push. We have you on our side. So we really also want to appreciate the citizen to push our event. So once you are there, I mean, it's very easy for us because you reach more people, you know. Yeah. So we really also appreciate, and we will start. Like you're saying, we have a lot of time to push. So after Easter, we're pushing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, Robert. I really appreciate it. We are looking forward to that next event. It was an amazing mix of music and motorsports, spinning cars. When I got home, all I could hear in my ears was I had that sound echoing in my ears, eh?
Yeah. No. We really, really appreciate the support. I just want to say thank you to each and every person that came through and each and every person that supported the spinners, the musicians, even though they didn't get to, you know, at some point, them two that was on stage and they wanted to play. And then, you know, the spinners were excited. They got onto the tarmac and then they were spinning and you couldn't play because of the sound of the car. And it was just an amazing experience to say, you know what, this music and motorsport should really come together. And it's an idea that Pori had for the longest of time. So it's coming through because he loves cars and he loves music. So you bring those two together, you have what we had on the 26th of March. And we're still going to have it in November.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much, Robert, for gracing us with your presence on the podcast today. If you guys want to follow Maporisa for updates, he's big on Instagram. It's Lord Pori. And then you guys can follow him and he shares all the updates about his events. Pori Land is obviously his own franchise, but he's got different takes on it. You get Pori Land with music only. But this one was the Spin Fest. So we had music and spinning. Thank you so much for your time, Robert. We really appreciate it. Please send our regards to Pori. One of our other favorite drivers of the day was Zico. So Zico Nembambula. Zico is all the way from Venda, and he's been living in Johannesburg for years now, or should we say Soshanguve. He's a Sosh boy. And obviously Maphorisa also comes from Sosh. And Maphorisa and Zico have hooked up, and Zico's been teaching Pori how to spin. Not only has he been teaching him how to spin, but he's been building the BMW E30s that Maphorisa spins as well. So they've got quite a few cars that they spin. The reason for this is so that if one car gives you an issue at the show, you can just hop into the other car and go and have a round with that car, because sometimes things break on the car. Sometimes your side shaft breaks. You know, sometimes you bump the car. Sometimes the car overheats. The dictator map is giving you issues. So it's always good to have another car there so that you can just switch vehicles when your car gives you issues. And that's something that Zico and Westside Garage have done very well over the past couple of months, especially since they've started working with Maphorisa. So for you guys that don't know, Zico can spin anything, guys. He does not care what it is. He loves E30s, but obviously E30s have become more expensive, and this is why Zico has chosen to go for the Cressida now. He's got a Cressida he's been spinning, because it's much easier to find parts for a Cressida than it is to find for a BMW E30. Other spinners that stood out for the day, one was definitely Kaylin Michaela Oliphant, another female spinner. Kaylin and Stacy were the only two female spinners on the day, and just like Stacy, Kaylin also travels everywhere with her family. And this is one thing that we want to point out to you guys, is that spinning is not just a gangster, lawless sport, whatever. This is a family event. We've got mothers, we've got fathers, we've got children, we've got brothers and sisters. We all come together and we support each other. The family vibes are the best, I'm telling you. It's lovely, especially when you meet somebody like Kaylin and her family. She's there with her little daughter and with her husband, and they're all just having an amazing time, enjoying the atmosphere, the cars, the noise, the spinning. It's a special kind of relationship that Kayla and her boyfriend share, because Jabu is also a spinner, and the two of them share the pitch at times, and they learn things from each other. Jabu is a mechanic. He builds the car for Kaylin, and it's just a great relationship that the two of them share. Obviously, I spoke about the Four Pipe crew earlier, and the Four Pipe crew consists of Big Zulu and the likes of Heavy K and some of the other guys from KZN area code. A company called The Workshop has modified their BMWs. A lot of them have M3 four pipes, or even the M4, you know. And once these cars are modified, these guys also learn how to do donuts and things like that. Now, obviously, Maphorisa used to do that. He does have some very nice expensive cars such as Mercedes-Benz and BMW. But Maphorisa has learned that it's very expensive to fix those cars once they break. It's actually cheaper for you to go and buy a spin car, a BMW shell that maybe has no papers, and build an engine into that and then learn how to spin like that. Because it can be quite costly just to change the tires on your BMW M3 or M4. You could be paying up to 12,000 rand for those sport tires each. So that would be 24,000 rand to replace your two rear tires, and it becomes way too costly, which is why Maphorisa has someone like Zico, who's building them these cheaper BMW E30s that you can just go out and play with. And you can always play with your more expensive cars, but not to the extent that they play with the E30s. Because some of these guys drive these E30s into the wall, or they spinning it and keeping it on the red line for so long that the car overheats and the water pipe bursts and stuff like that. And you would be willing to do that on an E30. I'm not sure who's willing to do that on more expensive cars. And yeah, it's definitely a wiser decision to go for the cheaper vehicle. One thing I can say about the show is that the spinners were really excited to entertain the crowd, and the music lineup that we were supposed to hear, we didn't really get an opportunity to listen to them like we should have, because once the spinners came onto the pitch, the music was switched off. Now, this is something that often happens at spinning events. Fans of spinning do not want to hear music while cars are spinning. When they are in the stands watching that car spin, they want to hear the music from the engine and the exhaust pipe. They want to hear that sound of that six-cylinder motor roaring. So every time the spinners came out, the music was switched off, which did affect the way that we were able to listen to the music, because there was a stage that Dame Tuda was trying to perform, and during his performance, then a spinner comes in and then he needs to put the music off again. So maybe in future, when the next event is hosted, that's something they can improve on, where they have a particular slot, a half an hour slot for the musician, and then they have a half an hour slot for the spinners. And hopefully try and keep it on schedule and organized, because like it was now, the spinners would just go onto the pitch while the musicians were playing their set. And some people were actually there for the music. Like, I've interviewed quite a few ladies, and most of the ladies wanted to hear the music, whereas the men were there for the cars. The men wanted to hear what the cars sounded like. I was there for both reasons, and the main reason I was there was to bring this content to you guys. So I'd like to thank everybody who's taken the time to listen to this episode. If you'd like to watch the video on YouTube, I've done a video of this podcast. That video includes some highlights from the event as well. So if you'd like to see that, you can watch it on thecitizen_news. That's their YouTube channel on YouTube. And then you can also see it on citizen.co.za. Thank you guys for watching another episode of Sean Spin, where we're bringing you the best of South African automotive culture across the board, whether it be stance, whether it be spinning or drifting or racing for that matter of fact. This episode only is once a month, so keep an eye out for it, guys. Sean Spin, listen to it monthly on citizen.co.za, or you can listen to the Citizen News on Iono FM. Stay tuned till the next episode, guys. Cheers.